right into our local artist interview segment here on New Music Monday, where I'm joined by Elizabeth and Rosie in the studio. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hey.
So tell me about the artist that you guys interviewed this week.
Okay, so I have known this kid, Will Cullen, for probably 5 or 6 years at this point.
Oh, wow.
He is in my sister's grade. Mm-hmm. So he was 3 years older than me. We went to the same high school. And I've always like followed him on Instagram. And I recently saw like he is absolutely like massive on different social media platforms. And I was like, okay, I need to talk to him.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was a really great interview. He's so funny. And I literally haven't talked to him probably 4 years. So it was great to reconnect. And yeah.
Yeah, how was it reconnecting with him after it's been all these years? Is he, like, still the same Will that you, like, grew up with?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it was, like, it was crazy seeing him, and he was asking how my sister was doing. It was just so crazy, a real blast from the past, but it was really nice to talk to him again.
Ooh, I absolutely love that. Well, we're going to jump right into it. Here's our local artist interview this week with Will Cullen. Enjoy.
To introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Will Cullen.
What would you say has been your favorite song to play for people?
Oh, that's a great question. I love something about playing, like, I think This Town by Niall Horan is one that I love playing. I really like him and I like his music. So I don't know, my music especially, I try to like incorporate some of his style, and I just like singing it. It's just a great song to sing.
Nice. Kind of answers. I was about to ask you if you're in our band, who would it be?
I actually love Justin Bieber's up there.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a good question. I would love to open for now. Like that would be cool at the end of the day. Or the fact that you just be like social media friends or just have a follow back. Like I'm not a picky guy. But he did duet one of them and that was really cool.
Nice.
So I can technically say I collaborated with Niall Horan.
And that's getting into my next question, because I was gonna say, how does social media influence your music?
I think social media is wild. It's a cool thing. I think I got like the perfect amount of attention on the internet where like people kind of know who I am, but like also I can do as a full time job and do what I love. So perfect. Very happy with everything, how that worked out. And I always thought social media as a way to make other people laugh or like entertain other people. Not really for myself. I didn't like posting my own things. I like doing it like to show other people. So you know, that video thing came up. I started doing it on my Finsta. Just funny stuff. And then it just kind of turned into a thing when COVID hit. You know, I was posting on Instagram and that was fun. I had like my private story. And then COVID hit. And so TikTok became the new thing. I was like, what is this shirtless dancing boys app? I don't want anything to do with this. And then I just started posting goofy little videos on TikTok. Like I first started, first viral videos were just funny stuff, and then I knew I had a knack for it. And then I actually started playing music not too long ago, so the music aspect of it was a little recent. Like I only started writing songs probably a little over a year ago, I think.
Nice.
So I haven't been doing that part long. I just love I'll always keep making videos. But the music, you know, it's not bad. I think I just keep getting better and better at it. So if you like the music already, you just wait. Hey, I'm Will Cullen, and you're listening to my song, How'd You Do It, here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
I swore off women. I swore off drinking. Swear you won't find a single drug in my system. But something's hitting me, I think I'm tripping. I feel it when you're next to me. Now I'm thinking you're some kind of mastermind. You got me hypnotized. And honestly, I'm faded. You got some explaining. Got that kind of high, something I can't deny. I didn't black out, but I woke up with you. So how'd you do it? Lipstick laced with nicotine, I'm gonna prove it. I know you did something to me. The way you're moving, hips they sway like LSD. Got me feeling you when you leave, when there's nothing in my drink. So how'd you do it? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah. Got no hangover, just getting over. I'm hung up on your love, even sober. Now I'm on my way to you, holding bouquets of tulips, thinking about your tulips pressing up to mine. How did you get me here? Are you some puppeteer? I never thought I'd fall so hard, but it's true. So how'd you do it? Lipstick laced with nicotine, I'm gonna prove it. I know you. with some love potion. I think I'm overdosing. Oh, won't you tell me the truth? How did you do it? Lipstick lace with nicotine. I'm gonna prove it. I know you did something I need. The way to move it. Hips back, swaying like LSD. Got me feeling you when you leave. When there's nothing in my dreams. So how'd you do it?
And what would you say is your creative process when you write your new music?
Ooh, when I write new music, it's not like there's like, creative process. Like while I'm writing, it's just like, what's going on? Yeah, and most just it's like kind of relationshipy. It's like a very situationship album. Next, the first one, kind of sad and like breakupy, and you know, So it's like, it's gonna be cute. It's gonna be cute songs.
Nice. And this is a fun question. If your music was a color, what color would it be and why?
I'm probably the worst person to ask this. I'm colorblind, so I have no clue. But I like so. Hey, I'll give you this as an example. There was some, I was in Canada fishing. I like to go like once a summer with the family. And one girl that worked there saw colors instead of like as she listened to music, saw colors. I played Madison in some of my concerts. She was like, purple. And I was like, oh, I don't want purple to be my music, but I guess it's purple. So that's the answer. Otherwise, I don't know. Well, I probably mixed it up as blue.
I noticed you said that you only started writing music this past year. So have you gotten to perform to any audiences yet?
Oh yeah, it's actually live show. My live shows are. I love playing live. Last one. So I do a bunch of festivals, and I did some live shows. But yeah, nobody knows my music. They know my videos and like the person that like I don't know. So it's cool to get the chance to show them what I can do in a live setting. Because I think I had one gig. I played a bunch of festivals like over the summer, and I'm returning to all those weirdly country festivals. Cause I'm in Nashville and. I play a lot of country music, but they are fun. And I do like private shows too. But my favorite ones are like the more where they can hear me talk. Like I can talk with people. I did like a private event at this festival, the VIP session. And well, that's not like the only place I play. Sorry, this is a rare occasion. But I think I had 45 minutes. I played, I think, four songs and then did like, just was talking and like doing crowd work, I guess.
And one last question. Do you have a process or ritual you follow before performances to get rid of nerves or anxiety?
I don't know. It takes like a song or two to get nervous. I actually started performing live before I even did TikTok or I was known for any of that stuff too. And the public videos too, like technically it's like a mini show every video for this, whatever poor girl that happens to be sitting alone.
Thank you again to Will Cullen for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday. And again, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Rosie in the studio. So tell me more about this experience interviewing Will and what it was like.
Oh, for me, hands down, this has been the best interview I've ever done here.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh, tell me more.
It was just so much like it was way more casual and less awkward than any interview I've done. He's really funny. Like, we were trying not to laugh during the interview so we can record it properly. Like, he was just so funny.
Yeah, he does seem very personable. Like, he just seems like he was just chilling with you guys and just talking and, like, just like what you said, just no pressure at all.
Mm-hmm. And I like that he mentioned in the interview, it was almost like he was reading my mind. Like, every question I had, he, like, did a good transition right into the next question I had. Like, he even mentioned that he was, like, he gets a lot of like people telling him he looks like a Walmart Niall Horan, which I think is crazy because Niall Horan like has duetted and noticed him on TikTok for his videos. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for real. Like getting compared to a celebrity and stuff. I mean, you know, that's always fun.
Right.
And I was even seeing like his videos where he like goes up to random people and then he'll be like, can I just play a song for you? And then we'll just play whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so talented.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that like he just has all of those in his brain.
Yeah.
And he's right. Like, I know exactly what I can play. Like any Shawn Mendes song, I'm sure he could play it. Like,
right.
Seriously, everything he can play. So like, it's absolutely insane.
Right? Like, how crazy is that? Like, I could never, if like someone's like, oh, play me this song, I'd be like, like, what are the notes to it? Like, that he has everything memorized. That's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
I was so excited when I found out it was him because I swear I've seen him on my For You page all the time. Like,
yeah.
I always see him coming up on my feed. And then when I found out he was this week's artist interview, I was like, no way. That is insane.
Mm-hmm. I know. So cool. Yeah. It was awesome to get to like, I didn't really know him when his main thing was music.
Yeah.
I knew him like when he was in high school. So mm-hmm. like it's so different like seeing how much he's changed in the last like 4 or 5 years. It's amazing. He's like huge on every social media platform, which is so cool to see.
Right. And he mentioned that he feels that people don't really know his music that well. They just know him off of the TikTok videos. But his music is amazing. I absolutely love his music. It kind of does remind me of like a Niall Horan, Shawn Mendes combo a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to him on Spotify last night, and all of his solo music is so good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think, Elizabeth, you were telling me that he has a lot of monthly listeners, too.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, almost 200,000. And I was like, that is crazy. The fact that he thinks no one knows his music, but he has, like, 200,000. Mm-hmm. It's probably because the number, like, compared to the TikTok numbers is, like, not the same. But, like, still 200,000 people listening to you is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think like any artist would be like grateful for that amount. I mean, I feel like sometimes it's really hard as an independent artist to get your stuff out there. And so I think he is using TikTok in the right way to get his stuff out there. Because now people are like, wow, like he does such great music. I wonder what solo stuff he has. And then it kind of leads into that domino effect.
Right. It kind of reminds me of Zach Crean, who we like interviewed last week, how he does like the TikTok lives and that like helps him build more of like a platform for him to share his music. And I saw like a lot of similarities with them too.
Oh, for sure. They definitely remind me of each other. Like their career paths are very similar in the way that they're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually saw that Zach Crean was going to be performing at a bar close to my hometown. So I'm like, ooh, I definitely got to go check that out.
Oh yeah. That would be so much fun to go see.
Right? To go see him live and stuff. And I feel like, you know, Will was talking about how he performs at festivals and like live events sometimes. Like, I think he would do awesome down here in Bloomington.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't think he's like played in Illinois for a long time. Because he lives down in Nashville right now. But, I mean, I'd love to see him at a local show. That would be so much fun.
Oh, for sure. I think his music would be very popular amongst, like, the ISU, like, local artist crowd. Like,
I
think it would
definitely
resonate really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, if you have missed anything for that artist interview, then head over to our website, WZND.com, and you could see the full artist interview there.